Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Well, let's go.
Okay, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay.
All aboard for Night Train.
Thank you.
Hello, good evening and welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
I was getting so comfy. Sitting back, doing a bit of admin on the laptop, watching the football, listening to the piano wig out jams. It's time to do some work.
Yeah, that's our Sunday.
Yeah. Thanks to Andy for the last 2 hours of weekend breaks and angry kittens. It's now time for us, the Night Train, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. What do we say about that first one?
Oh, yes.
Just thinking, like, that was a long one.
It was, and that is actually a shortened edit.
What? There's a longer version.
So, yeah, that was Lionel Pillay with a track called Plum. That was the Luke Una edit, originally released in 1979 on an album called Plum and Cherry. He was somewhat of a neglected artist out of South Africa in the apartheid era. So apparently he was of Indian descent, but had to sort of take an English, well, like a white man's surname, stage name, to get a gig at the, as a session musician working at the South African Broadcast Corporation. But yeah, this is brought to you on a fairly new release out of Mr. Bongo, their edit series, Volume 2.
Okay.
Two sides by Luke Una on the remix. So yeah, originally that's 80 minutes, I think, on the album cut. He's chopped it down to 13, but kind of kept it as the... kept the dance element. I don't know how much work he's actually done to it, or it's just sort of chopping, but yeah, he said it reminds him of a 1986 Chicago piano house record.
I can see that,
despite it being from 1979 South Africa.
Interesting.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, it's name checking, like transcendental psychedelic cosmic disco as well on the release notes. So yeah, crossing over many genres and paths, I'd say.
A lot like tonight's show.
Yes.
We've got some new music, some old music, some guitars, some not guitars, a couple of corrections as well from previous shows.
Oh, listeners, this is not a route we want to go down.
Listeners have got in touch.
Oh, slippery slope. We're going to have like retractions corner every week.
Yeah, we'll save that for a bit, but if you're out there, get in touch, send us a message at Radio Night Train. People know how to get hold of us, or I should probably shouldn't encourage it, actually, if you don't want corrections doing. Right, we're going to stop talking now. I'm going to play some of the OCs. We'll be back in about 15-20 minutes.
Yeah. things that you think we should.
We'll see if we're all right.
Everybody, calm down.
Now we could simply call it a treasure full of pleasure. Instead, pretty late, I'll tell you what we're gonna do.
Gonna say this.
Come on in. That's the first set over and done with. Hope you enjoyed it. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, worldwide, sheffieldlive.org, and all the other places you can guess. So, you're desperate to know what you've just heard. Well, wait no further. Kicks off with the OCs, with Meat Step Lively, from their 2009 album Help, which was their eighth album. That was when they were a four-piece or five-piece, only the one drummer. but now, of course, touring with two. They've got four dates in the UK, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th of August. One of those is Green Man Festival. The other three are in London. So if you're in London, get yourself down there. I'm torn with the idea. I'm like, should I? I mean, the answer to that is no, both of those. But then I also feel like it'd be a nice tradition. My yearly visit to watch the OCs. They have actually released a new album. You can get that through Bandcamp. I've only listened to the one song. It's a bit in the vein of the last two, which aren't really my bag, I'll be honest.
But okay, yeah. That was the one we played there. It's more of a kind of classic garage sound.
Yes. So, yeah. Then after that was another band I'd forgotten about.
Nooms. Yes. I think it's pronounced Nooms. I think we've probably struggled with this before on this show. They've got a new EP out called Holy Tie. That was released in March, so it's like pretty much 1 year on from their sort of last album, which was fairly critically acclaimed over here, these shores, I think. Axe Ox, which was it on Rocket Recordings?
It was, yeah.
I'm not sure about this EP. I know it's on Bandcamp as a digital only so far. But yeah, they're a Russian duo who kind of had to leave. They relocated. I can't remember where it was. I've just looked it up. Slovenia.
Okay.
Really great Slovenia. I mean, when they were touring that last album, I think we bought tickets to watch them at, we think it was Delicious Glam.
Yes.
But it never happened because
fell through with the visa situation or something.
War was a big thing, and then obviously they couldn't get visas to come over or something. So yeah, they've left Russia and relocated to Slovenia. So hopefully it should be easier than for them to tour. Yeah.
After that, we had MB Style, the Cool Girl Mix. If you're thinking, that sounds a lot like Incredible, then you'd be entirely correct.
It's incredible, but with that sample from the Jules used.
Yes, yeah. Foster Silvers.
yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I read an interview with, I think it's called, I forget his name, the main man, possibly Marlon. Yeah, it turns out, I think he made that one first and then got told, oh, you're in the studio of General Levy, and then it was like and then just like took the samples out, so it is
it's the same pattern,
yeah, same bass line and everything. There are two mixes of that. It's just recently been reissued as well. Picked that up for about £9, something like that, and sent them out to Ryan. This is the first of the corrections. Last week I wished him a happy birthday thinking it was the 10th. So I messaged him, that was the 9th, so I messaged him on the 10th and he was like, you're a week early. It's actually the 15th. So I'm a day late. Today is the 16th. I'm late for him because in Australia it's now Monday. So I'm on time. I couldn't text him because by the time I remembered, I was like, oh, yeah, I've actually sort of missed it now. But so he'll get the double shout out. That is a present that money can't buy. So happy birthday to him.
Again.
Again, on the right day, which is still somehow the wrong day. After that was one of yours, right?
Then we played Special Touch. This Party Is Just For You. That's the brand new Moore remix. So that was originally released in 1981 on Bracket Records, which is now pretty rare and sought after 45. Also long, it was like 6.5 minutes, the original release. So he's chopped that down, sort of chopped out some of the fat, made it lean and mean for the dance floor. There has been several other bootlegs of that released over the years, but yeah, that's again, I'd say pretty unofficial. Seems to be on Bandcamp on a white label by this guy called Moore. It's M-O-A-R. He's some sort of French producer. I don't know, he could be someone well known, he might not be, but he's got a lot of white label 45 re-edits available. Different styles, but yeah, I can't imagine any of them are official. I'm just trying to dob him in. They just don't look like they're very official to me.
The vinyl police.
Yeah, 45 Loves is the Bandcamp site for those.
We should say, if you can find us on Blue Sky, we do post the links where we can. We finished up that set with Timmy Shaw from 1961, A Letter From My Baby. Got stuck into that because I found out about John Lennon's jukebox. Apparently he had this little portable jukebox that he took on tour with him at some point. People have made a compilation of the 40-odd tracks that are on there. But annoyingly, only the A-sides. So some that they made a compilation CD out of it. They made a South Bank show out of the as well. A few people have like made playlists of it, but nobody's included the B-sides, which I find a bit annoying because there would be some killer twin. I feel like if you're taking a mini jukebox on tour, you need to pack twin spins.
That could be you. You could undertake this.
Oh, no, I've set myself up for that, haven't I? Right, coming to a streaming platform near you shortly.
Oh, here comes Mr. Hot Stuff. Is he cute?
Come on.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, I'm going to play on it.
Thank you.
picking up big rocks on a chain gang, breaking rocks and saving my time. Breaking rocks out there on a chain gang, cause I've been convicted of crime. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working and working, but I still got the table long to go. I commit the crime, Lord, I need it. Crime of being hungry and poor. Left the grocery store man bleeding when he caught me robbing his store. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get it. Been waking and waking, but I still got so terrible long to go. And did you say 5 years hard labor on the chain gang, you guanaco? I heard the judge say 5 years of labor. I heard my woman scream, Lordy, no. Oh, hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get it. Been waking and waking, but I still got so terrible long to go. Wanna see my sweet honey baby? Wanna break this chain off and run? I wanna lay down somewhere shady. Lord, it sure is hot in the sun. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get it. Been waking and waking, but I still got so terrible long ago. Breaking up big rocks on a chain gang, breaking rocks and saving my time.
Who's there?
It's the blues.
Ooh, get away from my door.
I'm coming down, 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 down.
coming down with a heartache. I ain't sick, but I got a feel. Blood pressure's running high. Pulse ain't right, I can't sleep at night. And here's the reason why.
Happen to ask you, well, I've got those lonely gambler's blues. Let her go, let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may search this wide world over, she'll never find a sweeter man as me.
I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah, welcome back, folks. Hope you enjoyed those selections there.
That's a little rapid fire set.
Yeah, a bit more punchy.
Getting folks in the mood for next week's show, which is us playing 7
Ooh,
inches.
Yeah. Yeah. More on that later. Keep you hooked.
Yes. We do some on-air planning.
Oh,
everyone love loves
it.
That.
Love it. So, yeah, started out with something taken from 45 there. That was Clarence Reed with Mr. Hot Stuff. The B-side to Miss Hot Stuff, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
on Alston Records from 1971. Another super rare and very expensive 45. Finally getting the reissue treatment. I've seen it on pre-order, so that's what hyped. And that was, so the A-side's more conventional with singing and stuff. That is like one of those weirdo B-sides when they obviously just went, oh, we'll just do the same song.
Yeah.
Just jam it out. Just make stuff up. Do a bit of ad-libbing, that kind of thing. Just makes me think, we have talked about it before, but we should do a set or a show of part ones and part twos.
Yes.
Although that's not called a part two. It basically, it's what it is. It's one of them.
I finally listened to that Iggy Pop show from the other week.
No, I mentioned Ray just sort of shouting over them.
Yeah, it's like it's the man in the studio really enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's quite, because it's not even just over the intro.
No. It's like midway through the songs,
it's
isn't
like
it?
Putting the mic up and just, yeah. It's cracking me up. After that, we had a bit of a mod groover. It was Dee Dee Sharp with Coming Home Baby. I didn't know that I'm Coming Home, or I'm Coming Home Baby, was originally an instrumental.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same as, well, it sounds like that, but then Bob Zorro penned the lyrics, Mel Torme turned it into a hit. It's 300 covers of each. So don't worry, listeners, we're not going to do
special.
The I'm Coming Home special, or Coming Home Baby special.